Chodesh Halvodos, Wednesday night, Perek Shlishi, Shar Bitochon, page Kuflamed Gimel, Kuflamed Dalet, really. The point is that this is number 7 of the 7 things that you have to realize. They were all in Perek Beis in defining Bitochon, and now they're in Perek Gimel, Lugabe Hashem, as you're developing Bitochon. Number 7 is to realize that Hashem is gozer everything that will be, and the seeming causes that we see are not true causes at all. And he says, as it happens so often, that you say, why did this war break out? Why did this stock market? I was talking to someone today. He says he had money in stocks, and every reason in the world for the stocks to go up. Every economic reason in the world existed that the stock should go up. And the stock went down. So no one, why? Because Hashem wanted it to go down. So there are seeders that normally bring things about. But if you look in hindsight, if you're honest, or if the seeders were really seeders, then many more people would be rich predicting what's going to be. Like this, the people that predict what's going to be are rich because they sell you books that tell you how to predict what the stock market will do, and you buy the book. But if it was really true, they wouldn't have to sell books. They would be rich without selling books. They would be rich from the stock market. Why should they write a book for? So they say, oh, we want to share it with others. If you believe that, he talks about a plant, he talks about a seed. If you think about really a human seed, or even an agricultural seed, you see, it's really growing out of nothing. So there are ostensible seeders, but there's 1,000 things that can go wrong. There's probably 1,000,000 things that can go wrong in the ostensible chemical or physics related seeders. V'kach yeser ha-gragrim ha-nizrom ha-nitan. V'kach hu ha-dover b'voyos gufo adam. Even how a person is created. That's not really a rational reason as a real Siba that a person should be born. Ushor Balechayim Bitipas Hazera, and that it survives and that it is sustained. The Kamo Avayas Hadogam Hagadolim Ibaitsus Hadog Alav Khusholsa Bulochain. Therefore, Tirda is a, you know, again, in retrospect, the commentators will write. And if you would have said, when communist Russia fell, so after it fell, everybody wrote books how the fall was inevitable. And this is how it is with everything. But and anybody who was alive then and politically aware knows that half a year before it fell, it was invincible. And if you would have said that Russia, and if you would have said all deceivers, they would have said, it's foolish, it's not going to fall, it's too powerful, it's a monolith, they have their whole population under their thumb. The whole thing happened because Hungary opened its borders. I forgot already what, they opened the borders, people started streaming through, the prime minister or whatever, the president of Hungary decided he's going to do it, and then the whole thing, and then the guy Gorbachev came in, like the whole thing in retrospect, right, you could write a book saying it's inevitable, but if you're honest and intellectually honest, you say there's really no way those things would have brought about. And you see that before it happened, everybody said it's invincible, and how could it happen, right? You got this guy who became president of the United States. So afterwards they say, oh, he's such a good speaker, and there was a reaction to Bush and this and that, but you see, before it was like a joke. It's still a joke, but the joke's on us. That's the problem. Okay, so that's what he says. Therefore, tirdas hanefesh, that a person spends so much time and energy, b'hakdomas ma'she'echiru Hashem, trying to make something happen earlier than it's supposed to happen, or b'ichor ma'she'hiktim, or b'ribui ma'she'miyet, or b'miyot ma'sheribu minyoni olam, except for Hishtadlus Lamud Duchovus Mishmato Bekiyim Torah. So this will be developed and explored later on in a later perek, that there's no Gzar Din on Yerushalayim. In other words, no Gzar Din. Hashem does not go there if a person is going to be, will do good or do evil. That's Bechira. That's the Chiddush in Bechira. That there's no Gzar Din on it. There's knowledge, because everything is fitted in and everything works. But there's no Gzar Din. So that area Hashem left to people. People all too often act the other way when it comes to things that are a Gzar Din. You see, that's where they put all their energies and kochos and brain power and creativity, and they have goals and they work. And here, and when it comes to spiritual matters, they do the minimum hishtadlus. But really, the only area where you can make a difference is, and it's not even hishtadlus, where you decide what you're going to be. That's in Bechira, in good or bad. That's what he says. Except for that, if you spend energies trying to be rich, or you spend energies trying to spend koiches beyond what we will learn about is approved hishtadlus, and not just approved, but Ratzon Hashem. Einu ela choser hakorav amitus idioso. Very, very harsh words. Chaim Kalbovitz does not mince words. He says it's a lack of recognition of the reality of Hashem's existence. You don't have a clarity in what Hashem is. You didn't learn Shara Yichud, so you don't have a clarity, Taka. But that's what he says. If you don't accept it, if you don't, so good, you know. We say we believe it, but then we live as if we don't believe it. So that's what he says. If you try and you push, there's a choser hakar b'amidas yidiyah. So either that, or the yidiyah tuv hashgachosu aleinu. We turn a blind eye to Hashem being a meitiv. We ignore that aspect, not an aspect, the axiomatic truth that Hashem is a meitiv. Hashem only wants what's good for us and does only what's good for us. And you turn your back on that if you push beyond the bound that we're talking about. He doesn't say now beyond the bound. He didn't talk about hishtadlus yet. Right now he wants you to understand the concept. I'm saying beyond the bound because everybody wants to know, but what about so that's what he'll talk about, and it means beyond those bounds. But those bounds are a mirage. You see, it's not the pshat. Hashem wants you to help him, and he only wants you to do so much to help him. After that, he doesn't need your help anymore. The pshat, that is also as meaningless as beyond the bounds of hishtadlus. But that he wants you to do. Why? Others will say why he wants you to do that. He'll give reasons. But it's really irrational. So listen how strong he talks. It's either choser hakara b'mitas yediyaso, or yediyas tuvash b'choso aleinu. Either you're not facing up to the reality of what Hashem is, and how He is indeed in control of everything, and nothing happens unless it's His will, and He's gozer everything, not passive will, but active will. Hashem is gozer everything that should be. Or you turn a blind eye to the fact that it's tov, that He wants what's good for you, so you're like, you're nervous. So you try to escape what Hashem is doing for you, and you don't realize that's the best possible world that you could be in. Then he says a fantastic pshat in the pasuk. He says in Koheles, "Lachol zman veis lachol chayfitz tasachas ashamayim, eis laledes veis lamus, eis lataz veis lakornatua, eis lidkos veis lischol." The whole list there, 28 things. So you know. The Poshup shot, I think, is that the Koheles is telling a person, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. Because although there's learning in the Poshup, a totally different shot. It's referring to the Gzar Din of Hashem. And it's teaching us this lesson that he just taught us. That Lachol Zman Veis Chol Chayfes Tachas Hashemayim, everything is nigzar milamala, and everything has its time when it's going to happen. And it's not going to happen a minute before, and it's not going to happen a minute afterwards. And then the hiskim mehem esrim shmoyne in yonim, 28 areas of life. The baby's not going to be born a minute before it's supposed to. The person's not going to die until he's supposed to die that moment. Now he says, "How Hashem's doing it." And there's millions of links in every chain. They, you know, the mind, it's mind-boggling that you know, how the milk got into the store is a chain of millions of events. Much more than millions. So how Hashem brings everything about, and it all fits together, because the world runs, and everything fits, and everything is deserved, and nothing happened that's out of whack. It's beyond our comprehension. We see like an infinitesimally small piece of the action. Right? We see like, you know, we don't see anything. We see one part and we ask questions. But really what Hashem's doing is totally beyond us. Benalim michdei shenagir liyadiyas chalkeihem. To know all the parts, Koshken told Yosem, to have the bigger picture, what he's doing, who knows? So it seems like, how could that be? How does everything work? There's so many people in the world, and they're doing so many things, and every day so many things happen. And Hashem was gozer, everything else is going to happen. Okay, we'll stop here.